And I just want to encourage our hearts from the Word of God today a little bit here. I do enjoy preaching. Didn't get a chance to this morning, and so I don't believe this is going to be a full-fledged sermon. God's will be done. Maybe a devotion. So kind of a prayer devotion. And so you have your Bibles. Let's go to Psalm 119. I'd like to prime our hearts again before we get into the prayer time. Looking forward to that precious time as well. But Psalm 119, of course, this is the longest chapter in the Bible. Exalts the Word of God. It's focused on the Word of God. And the psalmist, just his love for the Word of God, just that's conviction, convicting in and of itself. But let's go to Psalm 119. Here we see the psalmist crying out to God for help, for deliverance. But I want us to notice just how he says it and how God directed him in writing the Holy Scriptures, inspiring the inspired Word of God, how he says this for you and I to kind of take notice. So Psalm 119, verse 28, the Word of God says, "My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word." Of course, we know that the power is in the Word of God, and so praise God for that. The psalmist is going through some horrible trial. Again, we don't quite know what the deal is, but it's so bad that his soul is just melting away. I can't even wrap my mind around how that would go. Perhaps there's some pain or some emotional, could be physical, don't know what kind of a trauma it is, but just some burden that's crushing his soul so badly. Maybe he thinks there's no way out, you know, this is the end. Soul, of course, is his true being. I mean, so he's really, really hurting, and for whatever the reason. But then I notice, amidst of all this pain, he's asking for strengthening. And he's not asking, per se, for the hardships to be removed. He's not so much asking for the burdens to go away. But what he's praying for is supernatural strengthening, I believe, in the context here of the heaviness, for the lifting up of the burdens. And it kind of really got me thinking. In fact, as we get to the prayer list, of course, we do pray for the salvation of our lost loved ones. We know that it's God's absolute will. We also have a lot of needs on our list, health needs, financial needs, whatever the needs may be. And of course, we want to give those petitions to the Lord. You know, we rejoice with those that rejoice. We weep with them that weep. And so their burdens are our burdens. But of course, at the end of the day, it's God's will be done. And what a reminder that God is glorified when he strengthens us to overcome our trials, not necessarily avoid them, but to overcome them in spite of ourselves, supernaturally. Proverbs 18:14 tells us, "The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear?" And I think of maybe Brother Simonson, our faithful missionary to Kenya. He's in his, I think he was 82. That was when I found out a few years ago, so he's probably getting close to mid-80s. And he certainly has a lot of health struggles. But he's a spiritual warrior for God. And in spite of all his health setbacks, he is serving God as best as he can. And that's always blessed me, because even when I look at him, he might seem frail to us, but God does not see the way that you and I see. And I like to think in my mind, as we might see a frail old man, or as I might see a frail old man, God might see, now I don't want to say Superman, but I can say spiritual man, okay? And so our goal is not for physical, this is a spiritual context, no doubt. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. The word that Jesus speaks, it's truth, they are spirit, they are life. Okay, so this is certainly a spiritual context. It does not mean that we become Mr. Universe or anything, you know, muscular, or it's not about skills, physical strength. It's not about talents, not about my intellect, but it's about a spiritual strengthening that comes only from God. And that's his prayer request, but it's not just a psalm. And so this is also a praise. And so this is very eye-opening to me. Remember when Jesus found out that, you know, when he and company found out that Lazarus was ill, was very, very sick. And then Jesus says in John 11:4, he says, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God." And so what a reminder that as we pray in a little bit here, yes, we pray for God's deliverance, but it comes from spiritual strengthening, that God would strengthen us supernaturally, that we can go through those burdens. Doesn't mean the burdens go away, but we can overcome those burdens. They don't weigh us down that they would. Poor psalmist right here. But may we claim this verse. Whenever our soul melteth for heaviness, first half of verse 28, made a wrestle, verse 28 kicked in. Lord, strengthen thou me according unto thy word. It's God's word that nourishes my spirit. It's his promises in the scriptures that stand the test of time, that we can claim them. Remember, man shall not live by bread alone. That's the physical food, sustenance, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And as much as I feed my physical belly, my spirit needs to be nourished by the word of God. Read the Bible, trust the Bible, claim the Bible, the promises in the Bible. It's all about our spiritual strength. It's not about avoiding hardships as it is so much as overcoming it by the strengthening of God supernaturally in our lives. John 16, let's turn there. John chapter 16, and in verse 33, the last verse of that chapter, John 16, verse 33, this is another encouragement to us. And by the way, Jesus is speaking this. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Amen. Praise God. Yes, let's believe it, claim it. And Jesus says, these things I have spoken unto you, not just for fun, not just to whatever. I mean, this is a big reason why Jesus is this whole chapter, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Several ahas. Well, first one to me at least was that we will have tribulation in this world. Not to say that's the bad news, but that's the way it kind of hits me, at least when we first read this, like, wait a minute, Jesus is kind of prepping me. There's going to be tough times. Tough times ahead, just like one of those road signs, you know, and dangerous roads ahead. Jesus is saying, he's telling us ahead of time, there's going to be tribulations, and tribulations are not just, you know, paper cuts. I mean, these are the worst of trials we call tribulations. I mean, these are horrible trials in this world, in our life, is what awaits us. This is undeniable. It is unavoidable. It is also by God's design. But here's another aha. We can have peace. That's a wonderful thing. In the same breath, Jesus tells us there's going to be tribulation in this world, but we can have peace, meaning victory over these tribulations. As dark as the storm is, as strong as the wind blows, we can be at peace, having victory through the storms, again, through the spiritual strengthening of Jesus Christ. Because don't miss it, he says it here, these things I have spoken unto you, that in who ye might have peace? In me. In the person of Jesus Christ, our exalted Savior, our example Savior, the Son of God, our blessed Lord. In him and him alone, we might have peace. In the world, we have tribulation. But through Jesus Christ alone, we have peace, that victorious peace that passes understanding. Therefore, we can what? Be of good cheer. Not because we won't have tribulations. We will. We have a ton of them. But because we can have peace and victory through any tribulation. Well, how do I know it's any? Because he says here, but be of good cheer. Why? I have overcome the world. What's in the world? All kinds of tribulations. But any tribulation that the world can hurl at us, Jesus has overcome. And so by our faith in him, as the psalmist says, Lord, I'm not saying that we don't hurt. We do hurt. You know, my soul melteth for heaviness. I mean, that's tough. But his desire, as it ought to be ours in a little bit here, strengthen thou me, talking directly to God, according unto thy word, that we will have that spiritual strengthening in the inner man. To have that, you know, in my mind, I think of the Superman theme, you know, he's lifting up the airplane, okay, but the idea is not Superman, but spiritual man. Okay, we have under our shirt, spiritual man, you know, and by God's strengthening, you know, we can lift those heavy burdens, not for our own glory. Just like Lazarus, you know, he glorified the Lord with his resurrection. Well, that means he had to die first, you know, and so the idea is as we suffer for the Lord is glorified when we go through those sufferings victoriously and in peace because of that spiritual strengthening. Praise God. And so with that was it. Kind of a short devotion there on prayer. But I do